Mondays with Maggie is brought to you by Hilton Head Island's Floors to Go. You can find them and their showroom at 123 Matthews Drive on the island. Stop by and see Steve or any of the qualified staff at Floors to Go. They will help you bring your flooring vision to life. Find out more at HiltonHeadIsland.floorstogo.com. And now, it's time for Mondays with Maggie. Hey, 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 everybody. Good morning and welcome to Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of this podcast and Eat It and Like It with Jesse Blanco. You can find that Sundays, 1230 WJCL. On the other end of the line is Margaret. We call her Maggie Crenshaw. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You were
Did
out
you
of town,
survive
yes?
St. Patrick's Day?
I laugh because of the exact words that you used this morning. I woke up and I said to my wife, we survived. Literally.
Yeah.
It was.
It's a thing.
It's a thing. And, you know, we had 7 in my house this weekend. It was supposed to be 9. It was going to be 10. We had 7 in my house. And we started walking around Savannah on Friday and then the parade Saturday. And, you know, it was just, and then my daughter's down from NYU with 2 friends who have never been to Savannah. And so she wanted to show them around Savannah without a parade dropped in the middle. So Sunday we went for another walkabout, and, it makes it fun because for those who don't know, I live downtown Savannah. So we just, you know, pour a beverage, whether alcoholic or not, and just go for a long walk. And we were out walking for, goodness, 5 or 6 hours, people watching and just floating around and, you know, saying hi to friends that you cross paths with. It's just a very, very social parade day too. I mean, you know, I'm sure you've been to the Savannah St. Patrick's Parade, yes?
I was just getting ready to tell you, I have not.
Wow.
Believe it or not.
Wow. Well, I can tell you that because it was a Saturday and because it was a 200th anniversary, the parade was longer and it's already a 4-hour parade. I think by most accounts, it pushed 5 hours.
Golly.
Yeah. But it was also the most crowded I've seen in a very, very long time. Very, very long time. And where we watched in front of the Cathedral of St. John the Baptist, it got so crowded that one of my family members and I, we sat at the fountain. So we were sitting under the little beautiful green fountain. Obviously, there were other people around us, but we had a cooler and we weren't moving. And if I could see the parade from where I was standing, great. But as a result, since we didn't move, you know, people watching, A, and then B, the endless parade of friends of mine coming by, hey, how are you? Talking 5 minutes, keep it moving. And so the weather was spectacular under the trees. It was an amazing, amazing, amazing day. And I've been doing, you've never done the parade. I'm pushing 20 that I've attended. So it was pretty spectacular. And, you know, one thing that I do want to make sure that I mention about the St. Patrick's Day parade here in Savannah is that, yes, there's a reputation out there for it being alcohol forward and all of that. And it most certainly is. But 2 things about that. It cannot be lost on anybody. And I would never allow it to be lost on anybody who doesn't understand the dynamic here. How family friendly this event is. It's built around families. I mean, you know, the St. Patrick's Committee and all that, they never promote the whole alcohol thing. They never talk about it. They never celebrate it. They just do their thing and they expect everybody else to do so responsibly. And for the most part, they do. It's especially where we watch the parade down more in the neighborhoods. You get down to City Market and River Street, and of course there's going to be visitors from out of town who just, you know, don't know how to behave once they have a handful of cocktails, but that happens everywhere. That's not a Savannah thing. So, I mean, look at Miami broke up with the Spring Breakers. It's not us, it's you. Did you hear about that campaign?
Oh my God.
Did you hear about that campaign they're doing in Miami?
No.
Yeah, spring break in Miami has become so stupid, my word, not theirs, that they've put together a whole campaign this year, like, hey, we don't do this in our city. You cannot come here and do this. So we're breaking up with you. It's not us, it's you. Yeah. Yeah.
Good for them.
I'll dig up the video and send it to you. It's kind of crazy. So but one other thing,
you know,
I'm sorry?
The Hilton had St. Patrick's today.
Yeah.
Excuse me, St. Patrick's Day parade was yesterday also, and it's my understanding that our committee we plan our parade for a different weekend from yours.
Correct.
I don't have the information as to why we ended up on the same day, but I was telling you earlier, you know, for me, the St. Patrick's Day parade in Hilton Head is a huge event.
Yeah.
You know, they expect 30,000 people to come. And,
yeah.
For me, you know, for many years, I would be in the parade in one capacity or another, whether I was walking with, you know, a business of my own or as a customer of another business or for the school or the church or, you know, and it was always so fun to be in the parade. Yeah. But I find just, and this is just, you know, my personality, I guess, but being in a big crowd of people watching a parade isn't as much fun as it is to be in the parade.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I totally get it.
I like to throw out candy and wave at people.
I get it. And no, just to, to give you an answer to the question earlier about why the parade is never the Savannah parade never happens on Sunday. So whenever St. Patrick's
Day,
whenever
St.
Patrick's
Day, and ours is always on Sunday.
Correct. So
yeah,
this is the weekend they get to double dip. So
yeah, okay,
yeah. So then the only other thing that I do feel like I want to mention is, you know, how many young people were there and how everybody was well behaved. There was never a raised voice. There was never, you know. Usually you get in big crowds and eventually somebody's fighting. There was never any of that. And one moron walked through the fountain, short fountain, 10 feet across, with his kilt and his bravado and his beard and all that. And he was an older guy. He was probably in his 50s. And he walked across the fountain. Everybody's like, oh, and I'm standing there going, you're an idiot. You know, no one else is doing anything stupid and you do that. But one out of thousands and thousands and thousands of people. It's a wonderful environment. So, cheers to everybody. You got out of town, huh? You're in Charleston.
Yes. I came to visit my daughter.
Yeah.
It'd been a month or so and, she's been working hard spring break, but she's, working at a restaurant in Folly Beach and working a lot of doubles. And, she told me she needed a new pair of tennis shoes and I was like, oh, let's go shopping. So I bombed up here yesterday. I skipped the parade to come see my girl.
That's cool. That's
awesome. We had a wonderful, wonderful dinner out last night in Charleston.
Wild Olive.
Yes, yes. And Ellery's best friend from growing up in Hilton Head lives here too. So I took the two of them out. And have you ever been to Wild Olive?
No, but I know all about it. I have not been.
So good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we go, every time I come, we go. We started out with we always have the risotto fritter. Comes with a wonderful, wonderful sauce. And the soup of the day was this andouille potato kale in like a really subtle cream that was very good. Very good. I actually had their ribeye, which I don't normally. I normally have pasta when I go there. You know, their menu is pasta heavy, seafood heavy, and then they have, you know, entrees with seafood and steak. So pretty good. They have a really creative menu. You know, it's not, the pastas on the menu aren't, you know, what you would normally find. They don't run the gamut of just the normal Italian staples. They're more creative dishes, and
very
so
cool.
Anyway,
very
cool. It was very good. Everything was just really, really good.
That's good. I I usually refer to this season around here, a second Christmas, because everything kind of stops, especially in Savannah. And everything is just kind of so St. Patrick's centric that, you know, me going in and filming in a restaurant or interviewing a chef or any of that, that stops. There's just no point of doing any of that.
Right.
Is it like that on the island?
Yes. At the establishments that are located on the south end of the island, yeah. Particularly on the parade route, which is Pope Avenue.
Right.
You know, that's kind of the main drain, main vein that goes, that runs between the Seapine Circle and the Cligny Circle at the beach. And so, you know, there are several restaurants and bars and whatnot that are located on that path. So, and the businesses too, you know, a lot of businesses, like my real estate company office is there, and a lot of them will host, you know, parking lot parties for their clients and invite people to come. And it's great because then you get a parking spot and you have a place to watch the parade from.
That's cool.
They, you know, Pope Avenue is two lanes on either side, and they close off one side. So the crowd, you know, has two lane road plus a median to stand in. Now I, had I gone yesterday, I would have gone, with my friends who always, camp out in front of St. Luke's Church.
I know where that is.
And then
is.
That way I can go through Sea Pines and go out the back gate.
Right.
And up Cordelia Parkway to get to the church parking lot. And that's a safe way to get there. You know,
right.
There's advantages to having lived in Hilton Head a long time and knowing, you know, how to,
yeah,
how to park
yes.
without being in the traffic and easy walking distance to, you know, the location where you're sitting.
Totally get it. Totally get yeah. it. Well, speaking of being on the island for a long time, you you and I have been wanting to chat about a fundraising, I wouldn't call it an initiative, but an effort to do some really good work with some young performers on your island, yeah?
Yes, yeah, so I got myself involved as a board member on, it's a new live theater company, True Community Theater. It's called Sea Glass Stage Company, and we are going to be producing five shows a year, and they will be performed at the Old Cligny Theater. So our fundraising efforts have a little bit of a dual purpose because, one, obviously any nonprofit organization needs money to run, but we also need money to renovate the space. The Cligny Theater is kind of iconic. It's, you know, been around since the, for sure, the 70s, perhaps the late 60s. Of course, you know, it was the only movie theater on Hilton Head for a while. It's where I saw Jaws.
Oh, wow.
And Star Wars and Blue Lagoon and all the fabulous, you know, movies from the 70s. And it was one of those things where in the summertime they would run the same movie all summer because, you know, we're a tourist town.
Right.
And, you know, since there were a new flock of visitors every week, I guess they figured they could do that. So, you know, I saw Jaws more than once and Star Wars more than once and all the others. But it was such a hometown feel back then. If there was an R-rated movie coming, and my brother and I weren't old enough to actually see it, our dad would write a note, "Dear theater, please let John and Margaret see the movie. Thank you, J.B. Crenshaw." And he, of course, was the pharmacist at the only drugstore in town, which had its roots in Cligny Plaza. So, and that note served purpose. I mean, it worked. We were allowed to do things that were illegal for people our age because my dad would write notes.
That's funny.
yeah. So anyway, that's a long story tangent getting off of this. I'm very, very passionate, of course, about theater. I have a BFA in theater from Auburn University. It's my background. It's what I'd love to do. So to just have the opportunity to be involved with them is a blessing. It's what I didn't even know I was looking for. You know?
Yeah.
So we're, the theater was started by Mark Erickson. He's a local performer, musician, and this is, you know, his baby. This is his, you know, he birthed this whole thing, and along with his girlfriend and another fella who is very enthusiastic about theater, who comes from a financial, I believe, discipline. And then Lynn Hummel is on the board, and she, of course, is a long-time marketing and advertising professional who's been, I've known her for 40 years, and we've been involved in the old Hilton Head Playhouse Theater together and whatnot, and she's on the board, so the five of us are just, you know, we're brainstorming, we're doing what we can. There was a soiree, I think we mentioned briefly on this podcast.
Yeah.
That was the inaugural fundraiser. We had a huge outpouring from local businesses that gave for the auction items. Huge. The list of people to thank is enormous. We had probably a list of 30 volunteers that came to help just do it, get that thing off the ground. And it was a concert, and it was dinner. The concert, Federal played, which is a local jazz trio quartet. And it was just a huge, huge, huge success. I hope I'm allowed to say we raised $20,000.
That's awesome.
That night.
That's wonderful.
$20,000 does not suck.
No.
For an effort such as that.
Yeah.
So it's very, and the you know, all theaters are going to sell seats, right? So
right.
You can have your name plaque put on, you
right.
know, a seat. We sold a bunch of seats that night. And that wasn't even the focus of the fundraiser. That wasn't even, it just sort of happened, like, organically. There's such a base of our community members who are supporting this. And it's crazy because, you know, years ago, there were only a handful of arts organizations, and the old Hilton Head Playhouse was the only thing in town. Now we have multiple, over 100 arts organizations, and, you know, like a dozen theaters. Maybe not quite a dozen, but, you know, there's a lot of this going on now. So to have the support that came out for the soiree and our first production, which ran for 3 weeks, it was Tick, Tick, Boom. Just really encouraging. But we need to keep it rolling. We need to keep making money. And we've secured the rights for our next show that will run in May is Lost in Yonkers.
Nice.
And that's Neil Simon comedy. Very funny stuff. People love Neil Simon shows.
And when will that be?
It's May. It'll run 3 weekends. And we're doing Friday, Saturday, Sunday performances for 3 weeks in a row. I think we start May.
That's wonderful.
Second, don't quote me.
No, sometime in May. Where can people go for more information?
We do have a website, Sea Glass Stage. If you Google Sea Glass Stage Company, type that in your toolbar. I'm sure it will come up, but you can read about it then. And then for anybody out there in listener land who has children, we are developing our first inaugural program for children. We'll be doing a 2 week session and a 1 week session, and ages 7 to I believe 13 for one of the sessions, and then 14 to 17 or 18 for the other session. It's all really exciting. And then you can look forward to something really fun in the summer that will run probably for more nights of the week all through July, and it probably, I can't announce it yet because we don't have the rights to it yet, but it is going to be musical, and it's going to be islandish.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Islandish.
Islandish. Yeah. So I think it will be very appealing to the out-of-town visitors.
Very good. Any plans to eat this week?
Well, you know, I was supposed to get to Madre this past week, and I didn't. I failed you. But you and I are going to Al Dente, except I can't go Wednesday, so I'm hoping we'll do a different night.
I'm hoping we will, too.
Yeah.
we will figure all that out. But, yes, I'm looking forward to visiting, and we'll discuss some details on that away from the children.
Oh, cool. Not in front of the children,
Not
Jesse.
In front of the children. Not in front of the children. Very good. Well, yeah, we've got some eating to do now that Christmas is behind us. We can get
St. Patrick's Christmas.
My joke on Facebook over the weekend with my family on a post of mine was, this weekend was so amazing. St. Patrick texted me asking me where we were going to be next year because he wants to roll with us.
That's awesome.
But yeah, so we'll get back into a flow here as we the charge begins now to summer, and summer will be on top of us before you know it. You know how that is.
No, spring is going to unravel so fast.
Yes, very fast. Very good. Well, then I'll let you run. Enjoy the rest of your time in Charleston, and you and I will discuss our dinner plans, and I'll see you otherwise right back here next Monday. Yeah.
Yes.
Very good. All right. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. Find me at WJCL Sundays at noon and find you at MargaretCrenshaw.com. Yes?
Correct.
Very good. She is a realtor, if you did not know that already, and she will sell you anything from an igloo to a McMansion. Is that fair?
That's fair. We've got it all.
Have a good week, and we'll talk next time.